8-2 in the second half of what's been a magnificent grand final. Cochin, Rioli. Pushing it out now.
Two.
First kick for Rioli tonight. That matters not. He's going to be a triple premiership player as a youngster. So long ball by McIntosh to full forward. Stanley couldn't quite stick it. Martin to put pressure. Still with Martin. Can he kick a fourth? Oh, he has. I was told 2 minutes ago that only Barry Cable and Dustin Martin in the history of the game have had 20 disposals and multiple goals in three grand finals. So Martin and Barry Cable are the only two players to have done that. So in a season like no other, as you said, Brian, the champions have been able to do what only the toughest and strongest could do in 2020. The Tigers again. A fighting fury with the Tiger Land. In any weather you will see us with a grin. Risking head and shin. If we're behind it, then a fight will fight and fight and win. We're a Tiger Land. We never weep until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of all, we're strong and we're bold. For we're the tiger.
To Sports Day, you're listening for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. This is the time of the year, Shane, when I get back into reading. Footy's done, and so I don't have to watch footy, which is great, but sometimes a chore.
But you need your footy first?
Well, just a little bit. Yeah. I'll read a crime book, and then maybe something a little bit sporty, but I already know what I'm reading this year. It is called The Hard Way. It is Conrad Marshall's latest book. It is, I reckon, a must-have for Tigers fans, but even if you're not a Tigers fan, I think the fact that this latest story of what is the club's 13th premiership, it's extra special, Shane, because it's not just another premiership.
No, it's very different to 2017 and 2019. And the way that
Have to remind me that one too, others.
The way that Richmond went about it this year, I think a lot of the challenges along the way were challenges that all AFL clubs had to deal with as well.
Yep. Our next guest is the author of The Hard Way and also last year named, very deservingly, I might add, the Harry Gordon Sports Journalist of the Year. Conrad Marshall, welcome to Sports Day and congratulations on the book.
Oh, thank you very much for that generous introduction, Sam, and by Shane.
Conrad, when was the moment, or it might not have been a moment, it might have been a day, it might have been a week, when you sat there and you knew that you had something special on your hands with The Hard Way?
It's funny the way it came together, to be honest. I wasn't embedded in the club this year the way that I had been in previous years, in 2019 and 2017. Amazon obviously were following the story of Richmond from the inside, doing the bird's eye sort of fly on the wall type perspective. And so I really approached the club the days immediately following the grand final to just say, hey, how about a kind of a picture book with an essay, a lengthy essay from me about the season? And what it turned into in the end was a series of really long and detailed interviews with club leaders from which I reconstructed the season over a period of a couple of weeks, just sort of devoting every waking minute to it until I could sort of bash out 35,000 words and a 100-and-something page book on this amazing season. And so I think the moment that they said yes to that, I knew that it would be something special because it was just such a crazy and trying year for everyone. But it also just seemed inherently like it was a really quite a tough year for the Richmond Footy Club. Mm. You know, the disjointed nature of it would have impacted clubs in different ways, but for a club like Richmond that prides itself and its culture so much on connection, on celebration, on the workplace being somewhere that's fun to come into every day, all of that stuff that sort of binds that playing group and that football department together was kind of just removed really, really swiftly. So I think they struggled with that, and we saw it on the field, and we saw it in we saw it off field, and then there was sort of that narrative that built, which Richmond fans would have recognised, like, are we the bad guys now?
Yeah.
All this sort of calamity, Bellis, and then you get into the finals, and they've got to go the long way around after losing to Brisbane. They have to fight their way through Port Adelaide in a prelim in Port Adelaide, and you know they were the top team all year, and then they have to come from behind in the grand final to ultimately prevail. So I'm just very fortunate that Richmond allow me this access to go in and write these stories and sort of capture what's seemingly a sort of dynastic period for the club.
Conrad, you talk about being embedded in previous years to write your two previous books, Yellow and Black and Stronger and Bolder. Was it harder this time around to do the book almost retrospectively after the grand final and look back on the season through your interviews?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who has read any of the stuff that I write will know that I lean pretty heavily on sort of the description of the moment of being there and observing and gathering all that colour and scooping things up. And I didn't have that. I had to sort of recreate moments. So it was incredibly difficult. You didn't sort of have a sense of what you were missing or what you'd failed to gather. But I guess there's also the flip side of that in that I could go into writing this book with really specific questions in mind, like tell me what that hopeful period was like at the start of the year. Tell me what the shutdown and lockdown and players being removed from the club was like. Tell me what the, you know, how everything improved once you got into hub life. Tell me what it was like when the club was being attacked and battered from pillar to post, you know, sometimes deservedly and sometimes not. And then tell me what it was like moving through that amazing final series. So I could approach it with a real sense of structure, which was good. And you often also find that people are a little bit more open when they're looking back at something. They can talk about what really worked well, whereas they wouldn't want to jinx it in the moment by doing that if I was there in real time. And I found that in Stronger and Bolder and Yellow and Black. You know, they wouldn't want to talk up their successes or anything like that because they weren't really sure where it was going to lead at that point. But, you know, when you do it afterwards, you know exactly where it's led.
You're listening to Conrad Marshall on Sports Day, acclaimed feature writer. His third and latest book on the Tigers is called The Hard Way. It's out on December 10 via Hardy Grant Books. It's only $25. It's the perfect gift for any Tiger fan, any footy fan for Christmas. Conrad, what would the book have been called if they lost to Geelong?
The book would not have been written if they'd lost to Geelong. We've had this experience before.
There still would have been a good story there, though. I mean, that's what kills me as a journalist listening to you, is that there's still a great story of Richmond of 2020 if they lose the grand final.
Oh, absolutely. Probably just not one that Richmond wants told.
Yeah, so that's true.
The part of it is, like, I was obviously wrote Yellow and Black in 2017 when they won, but I was embedded with Richmond in 2016 as well when everything went terribly, and that would have made an amazing book for non-Richmond supporters, just like what it's like inside a club when everything does go wrong in such a terrible way. But you know, those words, I wrote 40,000-50,000 words on that season before we pulled the pin, and they sort of haven't really seen the light of day. And similarly, I was embedded with the club during their finals campaign in 2018 that ended with that lost to Collingwood, of which, you know, I'll speak no more. But I've written a lot there and captured that. And you can use that to inform the subsequent book and kind of flash back here and there. But, I think if they had lost, I would have just held on to my notes and hopefully gone around again next year.
I tell you what, Conrad, there is a big audience for failures at the Richmond Football Club. After all their successes recently, I reckon the other books would go pretty well too. I've got to ask, there were a lot of incidents in Richmond's season that I think a lot of people were surprised at times the Tigers were able to come. There were David Schwartz's comments around Tom Lynch, which Damien Hardwick didn't take well to. There was the Sydney Stack kebab incident. I mean, are you amazed looking back that Richmond was able to win the premiership given all the hurdles that were placed in their way?
Yeah, definitely, because I think that stuff does begin to seep in, and some of the things, you know, were rightfully sort of self-inflicted wounds, and others were, you know, largely imagined, just sort of beat-ups. I've spoken to that many people who are just sort of disgusted at the treatment that Tom Lynch received throughout the season. He just became this vaudevillian sort of villain, really, in the Toby Green sort of style. But all of that stuff, I think, you know, we've heard from Dylan Grimes, I think he was interviewed by Jake Nile, saying that some of that stuff really did galvanise the group. And when I went to interview them post-flag, they did all reflect on how it maybe didn't turn them into an us-versus-them mentality, but it did make them respond and reflect and go, all right, this is what people are saying about us. What do we want them to say? You know, let's start dialing up, really dialing up the things that we stand for and the things that sort of define us as a group. And from then on, you did see a sort of, I don't know, a kind of a steely result from the group. I mean, they went on their winning ways. They had to win some really significant games in the latter part of the year just to make it into the top four. You know, they finished third. They weren't the best team in it all season. So I think it was remarkable, and you know, and that's why it's called the hard way. That was the tweet that Brendan Gale put out, you know, minutes after they won the flag. But it was apt. You know, they had to go a different path, and it was trickier than most years.
Conrad, it's been an absolute pleasure reading the two books so far. I can't wait for The Hard Way. It's out December 10. It's only $25. Jeez, it's a good gift for Chrissy. Congratulations on it. I'm told there's also a foreword in the book from the president, Peggy O'Neill, which will be a great way to start as well. Well done, Conrad. Looking forward to reading it from December 10. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Go Tigers.
Thanks, Conrad.
Go Tigers, indeed. Author Conrad Marshall there. For APCO, you can win a brand new Vespa with Team APCO Top Fan on now at APCO Service Stations. And this is Sports Day for Wilson Homes. We'll be right back.